Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. We go on to our hadith, hadith number 47, which starts to tell us about the times of prayers. Hadith of Aisha, who would give us the honor? Yes, brother.
Aisha radiallahu anha narrated, "The believing women covered with their veiling sheets used to attend the Fajr prayer with Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and after finishing the salat, the prayer, they would return to their homes and nobody could recognize them because of the darkness." Sahih al-Bukhari.
Okay, this hadith is referring to an issue which is an issue of dispute among scholars. This is called the hadith of at-taghlis. We have at-taghlis and we have al-isfar. And they are all stemmed from the Arabic word ghalas, and which means that the early times of dawn, when the darkness still prevails. And al-isfar is when the sun is about to come, in the whole world you can see light, but the sun did not rise yet. So why is it an issue of dispute among scholars? The majority say that the best time to pray and offer Fajr prayer when it is dark. What is your evidence? The hadith of Aisha. She said that the women of the companions used to wrap themselves with their abaya and with their veils so that no one would recognize them and go in Fajr time to the masjid when it's all dark, finish the prayer and leave back to their homes without being recognized because of the darkness. What does this tell us? That the Prophet used to finish his prayer alayhi salam when it is still dark. So the majority of scholars say that Fajr prayer should be prayed when it's dark. The Hanafi madhab said no. Fajr prayer is to be prayed just close to sunrise, when the whole day is lit with light. Why? Because there is a hadith that the Prophet instructed to pray in this time. And the most authentic opinion is that we, when we look at all the evidences, not these only, a handful of evidences more, we come to find out that the Prophet ﷺ would initiate and begin his prayer when it was completely dark. But he would finish his prayer when it's almost light. So this is how you combine. And that is why the longest prayer, one of the longest prayer of the day, is Fajr. He used to pray between 60 to 100 verses of the Quran. Nowadays people, when they pray behind the Imam and the Imam prays قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, they're complaining. Why? He read it in one rak'ah. He should have read قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, Allahu Samad, Allahu Akbar, and completed in the second rak'ah. Why is he prolonging it so long? He's making our life difficult. The Prophet used to make things easy, not knowing that the Prophet himself والسلام, used to prolong Fajr prayer so much. So this is the sunnah, that you begin when it is completely dark in al-ghalas, and you finish your prayer when it is almost light, not when it's the sun going to rise. Nevertheless, Abu Bakr did this once. It was reported that Abu Bakr prayed once al-Fajr, leading the prayer, and he prolonged the prayer so long that when he concluded Fajr, the sun, after a few minutes, rised. And his companions said, "Abu Bakr, the sun was almost going to rise while we were in prayer." What did he say? He said, "By Allah, if the sun had risen, it would not have found us sleeping. It would have found us what? Praying." So they started the prayer on time. Even if the sun rises, then the prayer is still valid. Walhamdulillah. This is regarding Fajr prayer. We move on to the following hadith, hadith number 48. And who will read this for us?
Narrated Jabir ibn Abdullah, "The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to offer Zuhr prayer at midday, sun declining from its highest point, and Asr at a time when the sun was still and hot. The Maghrib was prayed after sunset, when the sun was completely descended below the horizon. And the Isha was prayed at different times. When the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the people gathered at the mosque, he would pray the Isha prayer earlier. But when the people were not very many, he used to delay it. The morning prayer was prayed when it was still very dark. The darkness at the end of the night. Bukhari.
Okay, this hadith emphasizes the points that we've mentioned, though it is not in detail as I've mentioned to you. First of all, the Prophet used to pray Dhuhr while it is in high noon. So immediately after, the sun goes a little bit to the west, then he would pray it, alayhi salatu wasalam. But there is an exemption, and that is, it is recommended when it is extremely hot in summer that you delay the prayer until just before Asr prayer. Because the Prophet told us that this is the time when hell breathes. And this is why you find this heat. And hell also breathes in winter when it's extremely cold. And this is something we do not feel or anticipate, but we believe. We did not see hell to begin with. So no one has the right to object and say, how do you say that this is from hell and this is from hell as well? Winter and summer, as we believe, the heat, the extreme heat and the extreme cold is the breaths that Allah Azza wa Jal allowed the hell to have in winter and summer. So this is regarding Dhuhr. Asr, the sun was still hot, pure and still. So this is the beginning of the time of Asr. Maghrib, once the sun disappears. Isha, the Prophet had two times. But the time is, of course, after the twilight redness has disappeared, this is the beginning of it. But if the people gathered, he would pray. And if he went to the masjid and he found only five or six, he would postpone it until the third of the night, until 10 o'clock, 10:30 or 11 o'clock, so that it would make the people gather. And as for Fajr, the same thing mentioned in the earlier hadith of Aisha, the Prophet used to pray it when it was dark, in ghalas. And this is all part of the authentic hadiths. Okay, do we have any? MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. Let's begin from the right.
This is regarding the Isha prayers. We have heard from many scholars that they say the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam preferred Isha to be prayed later, during the late times. And a majority of Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat of Quran Sunnah, including the Hanfiites and the Salafis, they prefer praying Isha prayer later. Little delay, 9 o'clock, 9, 10 o'clock. But when we see Imam Shafi's call, where he says prayers should be prayed at early times, normally Shafi's, they pray Isha at the earliest time. But actually, if we see, don't we come to the conclusion that the command of the Prophet to precede his action, as he commanded, pray at the earliest time. So shouldn't we pray a little earlier?
The Prophet والسلام, though he commanded that we should pray at the beginning of the time, we all know that it is part of his sunnah to postpone and delay Dhuhr prayer when it is extremely hot. And we all know that his sunnah and also his command that had I not burdened my ummah, I would have instructed them to pray Isha at this time, which is almost close to the middle of the night. Therefore, scholars say, if we are in a community that respect this, but if the community, as in the majority of Muslim world, especially where I come from, Saudi Arabia, we have 15 minutes to 20 minutes after Adhan. This is what they are accustomed to, and this is what suits them more. People want to pray and go home to sleep or to do whatever they want. If this is what the community have agreed upon, it should be prayed accordingly. But if you are in a city or in a village, and all the Muslim community say, we all agree to pray at 11 o'clock, alhamdulillah, this is the best thing for you to follow and do. Yes, brother, second one.
Sheikh, whenever we pray a funeral prayer, do we have to observe two salams or one salam? Because in India, generally, we observe two salams.
In funeral prayers, the sunnah of the Prophet والسلام, that was widely reported that he used to perform only one salam to the right. However, if the people in this country offer a second salam, and there is some hadiths, but they're rendered as shadha. But if you do this, because some of the schools of thought say that you can do that, inshallah, there's nothing wrong in that. I would stick with one, because this is what I have evidence and proof of. Yes, brother.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Salam.
Question is regarding time for Maghrib Salah. You said it's when ring of sun disappears. I live in a mountainous region where sun disappears but still light is there. Is Maghrib time for me there the disappearance of sun or something else?
Yes, the time for Maghrib to you is when the sun disappears. Because to you, you only judge to what you see. So if the sun sets, then you consider that to be sunset for you. Now, if I were standing behind a building and the sun at 4 o'clock seems to me as setting, but if I move a little bit, I will see it. So this is not considered to be sunset. But in your case, when it's all mountainous areas, there's no way you can see the sun. To you, this is considered to be a sunset, though those on top of the mountain can still see the sun. So it is dependent on your location, not on the actual sun. I'll give you another example. If you're on the ground, the sun sets. The airplane takes off. After 10 minutes, it's 37 feet on the earth, and you see the sun again. You broke your fast. What do? You continue, because for you, the night has already entered when you were on the ground. What you see afterwards does not make any difference, and Allah knows best. And this is all the time we have until we see you next time. Fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.